In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we have just ended, not too long ago, the year of the priest. And it's very important that we constantly remember and bring to mind that this year that was celebrated in memory of the priest was a year to pray for our priests and to inspire young men to come and join the ranks of the priesthood. Now, the priesthood has gotten a bad rap, and I have to tell you that it's a terrible thing what the news media has done to the Catholic priesthood. The majority of abuse takes place among married people and married clergy, not among Catholic priests. It's a very, very small percentage. But because the church is so big, and because the church is seen as having money, their lawyers will go after the church and the news media because, it makes a big splash. But that's the reason why we hear so many things about the church, especially about priests. You very rarely see anything good on the news media about the priesthood. And something is strange that's happening in the world. Something that I don't believe that the progressive, liberal news media has taken into account is the fact that the more they attack the church, and the priesthood specifically, the more our seminaries fill. The more the church is attacked, the more the church is persecuted, the stronger we will become. You see, the church is going to be attacked in the exact same way Jesus was attacked. The devil hates Jesus. He hated him. He pulled out every single stop that he could so he could destroy Christ. And so he does the same exact thing to the church in this day and age. It's becoming more and more apparent everywhere we go. We see so many people who scream tolerance unless you make the sign of the cross, or unless you want to pray the rosary, or unless you want to stand before an abortion clinic and say the rosary silently. Then you're in trouble. You see, we have to live in such a way, and I really believe that this is important, that we have to live in such a way that we start making the world uncomfortable. It's time that we stop pretending that we can just remain silent and live our lives and everything will work out for the best. No. Christ demands that we make him known. Christ demands that we speak the truth, either with the lives we lead or with our voices or our actions, whatever it might be. We have an obligation to make Christ known and felt. And I'll tell you this. If we are living and comporting ourselves the way Christ wants us to, we will make the world uncomfortable. And it's about time we do. Why would everyone want to just be lulled into damnation? Because that's exactly what's happening. It's time that we, Roman Catholic Christians, let the world know who we are. We are a conservative church. This whole idea of Catholics being liberal and Catholics, you know, come on, get over yourself. That's not the church. We don't have that liberal element. Oh, we did, most certainly, and they kind of messed up a lot of stuff. But now the church is swinging back to the central point. In other words, all the extremism has kind of died down, and now we're back again to a church that is moving forward based on the beauty of the past. Look at the liturgy. Our beloved Holy Father in the Vatican is bringing us back to something to help us move forward again. And so there are some small changes being made in our liturgy. Why? So that we can understand it. There is nothing worse than a misunderstood faith. We need to understand our Catholicism so we'd be willing to die for it. You know, every age has their martyrs. In the past 100 years, more Catholics have died for their faith than any time throughout history. And I do not believe that that is going to stop. And the church is now being made fertile with the blood of these martyrs. And you and I have to be worthy of their great sacrifice. In other words, we have to pick up where the great martyrs of our era left off. We have to become witnesses to Christ. First, the priesthood. We priests must stand up and speak the truth without fear. We aren't here to make people feel good. And if a priest makes you feel good, what where are we going? Almost certainly we should feel good because we're hearing about Jesus that we love and that should bring peace. And in that sense, most certainly there is a certain element of feeling good. But we don't go to church to feel good. That's not my job as a priest, to make everybody feel wonderful about themselves. No. As a priest, my obligation is to preach Christ and Him crucified, period. Christ and Him crucified. Why? Because we are not a resurrection people. We are not looking for a utopia on this earth. This isn't the beginning and end of all things. This is just the beginning. And if the Lord and Savior that you and I follow embraced the cross, was rejected, crucified, died, that's exactly the way you and I are going to have to travel in order to get to the resurrection. And that should fill us with joy. Most certainly, we come to Mass, and the most important element of the Mass is first we hear the Word of God, and it becomes alive within the faithful. And then we receive that Lord. After offering gifts to the Heavenly Father, we then take those very gifts that have ceased to be the gifts that we brought. They have become the living, breathing Jesus through the power of the priesthood, through the action, direct action of God through His priests. And then we take and consume that Jesus. Once we consume Him, the purpose must be made concrete. We receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus to incarnate Him in the world. That's the reason we go to Mass. That's the reason we receive Him in the most blessed sacrament. Not just to pray then and there, but to make Him so much a part of us. The food we eat, He becomes part of us, so that we then can take Him to a world in desperate need. My beloved brothers and sisters, we can't put living our faith and witnessing our Catholicism off any longer. Many of us don't even realize how the church has been persecuted and suffered throughout the ages. I have many Chaldean friends, and they were numbered in the millions. But systematically, the Chaldean people, the Catholic Chaldean people, united to Rome, have been exterminated over and over again. They went from 8 million people to just 700,000-800,000. In the world. And yet, the world remains silent. Why? Because you and I, my beloved brothers and sisters, because of our fidelity to the truths of Christ Jesus, are hated by the world. We are hated by anyone who wants to present either a gospel that goes contrary to the gospel of Christ, or those who hate the gospel of Christ. We are going to be persecuted until the end of time because there will always be sin in the world. Sin will always rise up and try to stifle the church. It will always try to diminish the church in the eyes of the world. That's why you have so many people speaking out against the church, against the priests, against the love that Christ established for us, against the sacrament, against the sacraments. My brothers and sisters, this is a great time to be living in the church, a time where we can stand up and truly live our faith with courage and with conviction. Let us not run from the truth. Let us not run from our faith. Let us not hide from witness. Let us stand up and let the world know. Let's make the world uncomfortable. Let them know that Christ Jesus is here. He loves and He gives His life in us for the salvation of the world.